Hi, I'm Ben.
And I'm Firehawk.
And we're haters.
Here's what we do.
We go to mainstream cinemas, watch rockin' ass action, goofball blockbuster movies.
And judge them based on standards the authors never intended.
It's unfair.
But we don't care.
Because rockin' ass Hollywood movies don't deserve fairness.
And today, we're talking about Mad Max. Rage and Fury.
No, Fury Road.
What do we know about this movie? Well, we just watched the trailer about 1 minute ago. And clearly it's playing onto our anxious society's desires to watch apocalyptic movies.
Right.
And I say that because, you know, the more and more that we are in, like, we find ourselves in economic crises, ecological crises, personal crises, social crises, inequality, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. I think that apocalyptic movies just make sense to our collective imagination. And so, there's that. I don't know if you want to say more on the podcast.
Well, I think that maybe we should start with a little disclaimer that we are recording this podcast while walking. So you might have heard a moped drive past us earlier.
Yeah, I kind of insisted on it because I just feel like biking hasn't been working the muscles in the back of my thighs like I really wanted. So today we're just speed walking. I do have weights that I'm lifting vigorously, you know, kind of like those people in the mall walking around. So that's me right now.
Okay, and we're dodging puddles. And yeah. We're going to be late to the movie.
Yeah, we're going to be super late. So
yeah, how this podcast works is we talk about the movie before we go and see it.
Okay, yep. And we talk about what we might expect of the movie. And, you know, as we said before, we're totally going to be haters. We're totally going to riff on this as much as we can. Although I have to say Rotten Tomatoes gave it a 95%. Approval rating, so that
and
seems pretty
men's
high to me.
Rights groups gave it a 0 or negative 90% approval rating.
Yeah, so that might make me love it, but let's just see how feminist this movie really goes.
Exactly, because Hollywood is really bad at feminism.
Yeah. And Charlize Theron, of course, is listed as second actor, not first actor.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
So it's still Tom Harding or whoever who steals the show. Fuck that guy.
Well, he's the title character.
He's the title character. Oh, he's Mad Max.
Yeah, he's Mad Max.
Exactly. That's what I just said. It's anti-feminist at best. Okay.
So, we've got...
Apocalypse.
We've got feminism. What else are we expecting to see in this movie?
Extreme masculinity.
Yes.
I mean, when it comes to survival of the fittest, you know, usually we're talking about brawn and muscles and dudes being sweaty and stuff.
Right.
And obviously fighting over some assumed sex slaves.
Yes, that seemed to be going on in the preview.
Right, yeah. There was some sort of chastity belt. Weird some monster dude says that the women are his property.
The women are huddled and scared.
Yeah, totally scared. But Charlize Theron with her shaved head is all like, oh, I'm going to save you.
Right.
Yeah, so, you know.
I saw a different preview for this. And some pictures, like the picture on the article about how men's rights groups are protesting this movie.
Oh, hold on, I dropped my weight.
Charlize Theron is missing one of her arms, and in the other preview, she does things with a mechanical arm.
Oh, my God.
So I wonder if there's going to be some, like, Donna Haraway cyborg feminism stuff going on in this movie.
Yeah, totally. I mean, as we are truly, realistically expecting societal collapse at any goddamn fucking moment, maybe in a developing country first, but maybe in the U.S., I think that we can only expect cyborg women to save the rest of the population.
Right, and for women to only achieve equality through the use of technological apparatuses that make them as strong and tough and badass as men.
Yeah, exactly. Well stated.
So
there's that.
So many anarchists really hate the original Mad Max movies because they are largely responsible for the myth that a, like, post-civilization